Hi, I'm Maxine Giza for SearchSOA.com. Joining me is Brian Hopkins, a principal analyst from Forrester Research. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great, thank you. Now, Brian, Forrester recently released a report, The Top Technology Trends to Watch in 2014 to 2016. In that report, you identified technologies that will be the most revolutionary in 2014 to 2016. Can you just start off by telling me a little bit about how you came up with that list?
Yeah, absolutely. We run a survey of enterprise architects every year. It's part of our State of Enterprise Architecture Survey. And one of the questions that we've asked 2011, 2012, and in 2013 was of a given list of technologies. We asked enterprise architects if they thought they would be revolutionary, evolutionary, or have minimal impact on their business. And so every year we've ranked those and talked about them in this report that you're referencing. So that's where those came from.
Now, one of the things that I found interesting was climbing up that list from last year, from third place to now second place, is big data for real-time analytics. What's going on in there?
Absolutely. It was very interesting because in 2011, we didn't have anything about big data on the list. We simply had a category for BI. But in 2012, we made the decision to break out BI into big data for real-time, big data for batch, and big data and other business intelligence type capabilities. And once we did that, it was very interesting because in 2011, BI was number three. In 2012, those three categories, big data for real time stayed at number three, big data for batch went down to number seven, and big data for, in the rest of the BI capabilities dropped to number 11. So there's a pretty radical change as soon as we differentiated those. And then, as you pointed out, this year, big data for real-time claimed from number three to number two. And I think really what's going on there is an increased emphasis around doing analytics, not on deep historical information, picking through the past to try to predict the future, but more around having the ability to deal with data as it's generated in whatever format it's generated, and to use that data more quickly to make decisions in situation about the best way to take an action, engage with customers, make an operational decision, what have you. So it's really a shift towards the realization that in order to be competitive, you have to be more real-time, and that's why that has become such a prominent thing.
Now, another emerging technology that you mentioned here that made a big jump, actually it was ranked eighth last year and now it's fourth, is customer intelligence and analytics platforms. What happened there?
Yeah, that's really interesting. Again, we didn't have customer intelligence platforms on the list in 11. And in 12, we put it on the list and it was at number eight. And then last year, it jumped up to number four. What this really means is, and Forrester, this is a big research theme for Forrester right now, is something called the age of the customer. And what the age of the customer is it's at about a 15 or 20-year cycle in which the most successful companies are going to systematically reinvent themselves to understand and serve their customers better. Another way of thinking about it is customer obsession. And really, we think that's the only sustainable competitive advantage companies are going to have. And I'm not talking about consumers. I'm talking about customers. Every business, every government entity serves somebody, serves their customers. And we really think that the increasing focus of that is understanding customers, meeting them in their moment of need with any expected information or service in their context on whatever device they happen to be on. And that's a huge change, and companies are looking at their existing capabilities, mostly focused around processing systems of record and transactions, and understanding that to engage and understand and engage in their customers, they need some new stuff. And a big piece of that new stuff is a platform that enables capturing and analysis of engagement data, mobile data, web interaction data, classical CRM data, other kinds of customer data that can bring it all together and help marketing and sales primarily understand what this means in terms of really getting closer to and serving customers better. And we think that's a big trend, and we've been writing about that for a couple of years now, and it's really interesting that then in the survey, the big jump in customer intelligence and analytics platforms tends to validate, yes, this is what's happening in the market.
Now, the number one, the top ranking technology will certainly come as no surprise to enterprise architects. You listed as mobile applications. And actually, for a while there, mobile platforms held the number two spot, but then it slipped to number five this year. What's going on there?
Well, that's really interesting. So like as you said, in 2011 and 2012, the number one and number two spots for the most revolutionary technologies were number one, the applications, and number two, mobile platforms. Right, and then suddenly in 13, what we saw is mobile apps stayed at number one, and the platforms dropped to number five. And so what's going on there, right? I think this is what's going on. Everybody's suddenly realizing that the platform is not the differentiator, it's the apps, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you talk to the United Nations, or if you look at the United Nations website, there are approximately 2 billion mobile broadband data subscriptions worldwide. Now, some people may have more than one, but most of us just have one. Well, if there's only 7 billion people on the planet, that's roughly 30%, one-third of the planet that has immediate access to millions of applications and information through broadband. That's an awful lot of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't possibly expect to achieve differentiation by forcing innovation into the hardware, into the platform, right? So what firms are realizing is the platform war is over. You have to be able to support iPhone and Android and perhaps Windows and BlackBerry and all these different platforms. And the thing that's really going to differentiate and create value is the way that you deploy applications to engage. So really, I mean, if we summarize all these things that you've hit on, it really mm-hmm. paints the story of what we think is going to go on over the next 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cloud's in there as well, by the way, in those top, most revolutionary technologies. So what it's really about, it's about engaging with your customers and realizing that customers, you know, if they're B2B customers or consumers or whatever, are increasingly using and expecting to be understood and engaged on the mobile devices that they carry with them everywhere they go. So it's about the applications and the underlying architectures under those applications that enable that engagement. In order to do that engagement, you're going to have to be able to deal with this engagement data, this big data in real time. And that's going to require the ability to understand customers in real time, a better customer intelligence capability. And the thing we didn't talk about is going to require the agility that cloud brings to the table, because increasingly businesses are realizing that customers are driving them. They're not driving their customers. And that requires firms to, instead of being able to, via branding, push customers in one direction or the other, realize that they have to be able to follow what their customers want very quickly. And that creates a requirement for a lot of agility. And so that's where we see cloud really playing a big part. So those trends really shape kind of what the messaging is and what we think the next 3 years are going to look like.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Brian, for giving us a little idea of what we can keep our eyes peeled for down the road.
Absolutely. It was nice to talk to you.
Great. Thanks again, Brian.
Bye-bye.